Daf is Samach Dalet, so we'll take it from the bottom of Samach Gimel and Beis, around 8 lines up. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Marav, Yodim Hayu Yisrael Bavodas Chacham Shein Bamamish. Everyone knows, every Jew knows that Avodah Zarah is not MS. Velo Avdu Avodas Chacham Ela Lahate Lemaraz Befarhesir. They only use this as a Hechadimsi in order to be involved in Arayos Befarhesir. So the Gemara asks, is that really true? They didn't really trust in Avodah Zarah? Mesiv Rav Misharshia. When they remember the days, when they remember what it was like to worship the Mizbechos of the Avodah Zarah, so you see that they're very much engrossed in the Avodah Zarah, and they missed it. Rabbi Lazar says, person who missed the Mizbechos so much as a person misses their child, that's how much they missed the Mizbechos of Avodah Zarah. So we see that they were very much in love with Avodah Zarah. It wasn't simply because of Arayos. And so the Gemara answers, no, Basar Davike Bey. The initial reason why they're involved in Avodah Zarah was a justification for Arayos before Hesir. Once they're involved in Avodah Zarah, so that became a part of them. But that was initially very secondary to them, but then it became connected to them. Gemara says similarly, Toshma v'nasati es pigrechem al pigrei gilulechem. They would place the dead on top of the dead idols, if you will. So what does that mean? So Amru Eliyahu Tzadik, Amru, they said that one time Eliyahu Tzadik, interesting they call him Eliyahu Tzadik here, might be a different Eliyahu Anavi. I'm not sure. So Gemara says Eliyahu Tzadik or Eliyahu Anavi hayu mechazel tibuchei rav. People were starving, and then the stomachs would begin to get bigger and stick out because of the rav and Yerushalayim. And Pamachas one time Matzah Tinok, they found a little boy Shaya Tafoach. His stomach was sticking out. Mutal ba'ashba, he was lying down in the garbage, and his stomach was ready to blow up. And Amarlo, Eliyahu says to him, "Meiza mishpacha ata? Where do you come from? What's your family name?" And Amarlo, so he says to Eliyahu, "Mi mishpacha polonis anim, for this particular family." So Amarlo, he says to them, "Klum nishtayer meosa mishpacha? Is anyone left from your family?" So Amarlo, the child says to him, "Lav, no, it's just me, chutz mimeni, no one other than myself." So Amarlo, so Eliyahu says to them, "Im ani melamedecha davar, if I teach you something." She'ata chayba, you're going to live if you just learn this one thing. So ata lamed, learn it from me. So Amarlo, the boy, he says, hey, yes, I'm willing to learn an Indian in order to keep me alive, sure. So Amarlo, so Eliyahu says to them, emor b'chol yom, say every single day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and through that you're going to live. So Amarlo, the boy, says to Eliyahu Hanavi, has, quiet, shelo lahaski b'shem Hashem, we don't say that name of Hashem. Shelo limdu aviv v'imo, that my parents didn't teach me this, meaning they taught me the names of other gods, but not the god of Am Yisrael. So therefore he was quiet. Miyad hotzi yirasa mecheko, he took out his yira, which is referring to his idol. He took his idol out of his back pocket. Mecheko mechabiko menashko, he hugged and kissed this little idol. Achinivka kriso, until his stomach blew up, it exploded. V'nafla yirasa larat, and the idol fell to the ground. V'nafla hu'alet, and this dead body now fell on top of this dead idol, if you will. L'kai mashinemar, in order to fulfill the pasuk, nasati pigrechem, the dead bodies al pigrei gulechem, are going to fall on top of the dead idols. So we see from here that this young boy, even when he was dying, he was dead, he had no kochos left, he still was very much attached to the Avodah Zarah. Basar de'avike bei. It was all after he became immersed. Initially, the idea to be drawn into Avodah Zarah was at a hechatimsa to do arayos, but after that point, they became part of them, and they couldn't let go of the Avodah Zarah. So Tashma, furthermore, the Gemara says, Vayizaku b'kol gadol el Hashem lokehem, that they screamed out a loud sound to Hashem, their God. My Amr, what were they saying? What was the kol gado? So Amr of Yehuda v'isem of Rabbi Yonasan, bia bia. They would say this sound, which was the Yetzihara, that was the would entice him to do Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara explains, da'achra v'levesa. This was the cause of the Yetzihara that caused our destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. The Kalya Lehechala burnt our base of Migdash, the Katlinu Le Tzadikin killed our Tzadikin, Vaglinu Le Yisrael, Me'arai, whom we were caused to leave Eretz Yisrael, Vadain, whom Mirakid, Beinam, and this Yetzihara, Bia, Bia, that's a sound would make, was still dancing between us. And the Klum Yehavtin Lan, Ela Le Kabul Be'agra, did you only, I thought you gave us a Yetzihara simply to give us Schar, so that when we overcome this Yetzihara, we get Schar for overcoming this challenge, but we certainly were not able to keep up to this challenge. We don't care for the Yetzihara, nor do we care for the Schar. Please get rid of it, because it causes so much destruction. So we see that it was so powerful that it did draw them into the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara enters, Basar Davike Bey, it was only after that they were drawn in, again from the initial draw was the Yetzihara for the Arayos. And then the Avodah Zarah became very much a part of them. So then the Gemara says, Yosfi Tzlasi Yoma Tanisa. So because of this great tsar, the Yetzirah is causing them, they sat for 3 days in fast. By Rachmi the Davin, the Nafale Piska Mirkiye, a letter fell from Shemaim to have a Kasa Bey Emes. They wrote the word Emes. So Amr Rav Hanina Shemaim. Now we learn from here, Chos Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes. His signature is Emes. That was the stamp that they received from Shemaim. So Nafik Kiguria Denura Mibes Kachi Kadashim. What came out, a fire came out from the base of Mikdash, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it looked like the Gurya. Gurya is an Arya, lion. So a fire that was the image of a lion came out from the Kodesh Kadashim. And Amr Le Navi the Yisrael, the Navi said to Am Yisrael, Hainu Yitzhar de Avodah Zarah. That is the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. Behade de Katafsi Le, when they tried to grab onto this fire, Ishtame Bainsa Minayu. So then what happened was a hair fell out from this Yetzirah, and a loud scream came out. Ve'alzo kale be'arba mea parsi. That sound of the Yetzirah, of the hair coming out, the screeching of the Yetzirah, went a distance of 400 parsa, mea parsa. And Amru heichanavid. So now they said, what are we supposed to do? Dilma mishmai brachme alaya. If this Yetzirah continues to scream, maybe Hashem is going to have rachamim and not let us destroy the Yetzirah. So Amru le navi shadyu beduda de avra. Throw the Yetzirah into this canister of made of lead. V'chasu be'avra, and cover with a lead covering. D'shayev kal, because the lead is able to keep the sound inside and not letting it go outside this jar. And the chsiv ayomer zos harasha said, this is the rasha. V'yashlech also el tocha ha'efa, they threw it into the efa. V'yashlech has evan ha'oferes api, and they use a lead covering to seal it, to seal the sound. So Amr, so now that's how they got rid of the Yetzirah. So now once they see the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was destroyed, Amr, they said, how old the Yetzirah? And who now we see that this is the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is granting us is the Tfilos, our Bakashos. Nibai Rachmaya Yetzirah de Avera. Let's ask for Hashem get rid of the Yetzirah with regards to Arayos. So Bar Rachme, so they davened for this as well. Imshir Be'edayo, they handed the Yetzirah of Arias over to the Nevi'im, let's say. Chavshul Tlasa Yoma, they had put the Yetzirah in jail for 3 days. It wasn't able to have any effect on Am Yisrael, and or maybe anyone in the world for that matter. And Ibai Be'yasab Be'yas Yoma L'chol, now someone got sick and they needed an egg. And below Ashkicha, they couldn't find an egg because all that koach of arayos, any type of tashmish from all animals, all creatures, was taken away. And the eggs were not being produced. So Amru, they said, hey, Chanavid, what are you supposed to do? We need the Yetzirah now of arayos because otherwise the world's not going to function. So Nibai Palga, if we're going to ask for half, Palga Mir Kilo Yahavne. So if we're going to say half, a Kais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives it all or nothing. There's no such thing in between. So what do? Kichalinu le'inayu, they had poked out the eyes of the Yetzirah of Arayos, ahani beid la'agri inshe b'kruvesa. And it was effective in that it took away, removed the Yetzirah for any Arayos with respect to family relationships, but the Arayos beyond that, namely Eishes Ish, or other just Stam, Taivas, Nashim, that still does exist. That was the whole mice. Fine. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ma'isa b'nachas achas, there's a story once of a non-Jewish girl. Sha'isa chola b'yosef, she was very, very ill. Amr, she said, im tamod ha'hi isha, if that woman, referring to herself, if she's able to, she becomes healed from this michaleha, from her illness, telech v'tavod l'chol avodah zar sheba'olam, she's going to serve every avodah zar, she's going to have so much gratitude to the gods in the world, she's going to serve every avodah zar. Samda, and she became healthy, and avda l'chol avodah zar sheba'olam, she went ahead and worshipped every single avodah zar that existed in this world. Kevin she'agila por, she got to Baal Por, shala l'kumim, she asked the priests, Bema ovdin lazu, what is the nature of this type of avodah? How do I serve the Baal Por? So Amr Lasha, they said to her, Ochlin v'tardin, you eat this type of food, v'shosin sheicha, you drink beer, u'masisim b'fana, and then you relieve yourself in front of this idol. Samri mutav shetachser hahi isha lechalea lo tavod avodah zar b'kach. Better that I become sick than do some type of a disgusting avodah to this idol. So atem beis Yisrael einon kein though. So as if this nachris understood this disgusting type of avodah zara, but Am Yisrael is much worse than this lady, this non-Jewish lady. How's it?
Rabbi Yehuda, who started the statements right now.
Rabbi Yehuda
is going back and saying this.
Right now, so he's saying that this Nacharis, she's better than all of Am Yisrael. Because she, when she got to Baal Peor, she said, this is disgusting, I'm walking out of this place. As opposed to Klai Yisrael, I think he's saying, Klai Yisrael was not that way. Because what happened to Klai Yisrael? The Pasuk says, Atem Beis Yisrael Einon Kein, Am Yisrael is not this way. Because it says, Hanitzbadim Lebal Pa'or. Nitzbadim means to be tzamed, to be connected, to be attached. You guys were attached to the Baal Pa'or, as it says, Kitzamed Psil. Kitzamed Psil is referring to the seal on top of a kli that stays attached. So this lady stayed far away. But Am Yisrael, Beis Yisrael, was Nitzmadim Lebeis Pa'or, was very much attached to this type of Avodah Zarah. And at the same time, you're davek tashem. Kishtei tomorrow, sadvuku zubuzu, like connected two things that are connected to each other, and there's this big stira with how you're connected to Hashem on one hand, and the Baal Pa'or on the other hand. So you guys are much worse than this nachos. So then the Gemara says, b'masni santana, the Brisa actually taught it otherwise, that actually Beis Yisrael is better. How so? Hanitzmadim Baal Pa'or kitzamen aydei isha v'atem adveikim v'ashem elokeichem devukim mamish. It says no. Nitzmadim is not as strong as dveikus. Nitzmadim is like a person's connected to a woman. So aydei isha. Where's this Rashi I'm looking for? Right. Nitzmadim means that they're connected, but not always. They're not attached. They're connected. Like, oh, you're attached to a woman, but you're not connect. You're not. What's a better way to say it? They're not glued to each other, but they're connected. But dveikim means your mom is glued to Hashem. So their connection to Baal Pa'or was not as strong as their connection to Hashem, so they're not as bad as Rabbi Yehuda had thought initially. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan Ma'isa B'Savta Ben Alam, Allah, that was his name, Shehizchir Chamorol Nachris, that he once had hired, leased out his donkey to a certain Nachris, Achas, and Kevin Shegila Pa'or, they were passing by a church of the Baal Pa'or. So Amr Lo, so she says, Himtin ad sheikanes ve'etzei. So let me go in. Let's stop off here for a second. I want to go do my avoda to the Baal Pa'or here. So fine. So she walks out and she does her thing. And Amr Lo, so now he says, Afatatam teni, wait for me. Ad sheikanes ve'etzei. I want to do the same thing. Let me go inside this Baal Pa'or. So Amra, lo, she says to him, lo, Yehudi ata, aren't you a Jew? Amra, lo, he says to her, Ma yech pasach, what do you care for? Just let me do my thing and you wait for me outside. So nichnas pa'ar, b'fanava, so he goes inside, par b'fanava, he exposes him, but pa'or, by the way, means pa'or is to expose oneself. So that's the lashon of pa'or. So pa'ar, b'fanava, he exposed himself to this Baal Pa'or, v'kinach, v'chonmo, he cleaned himself off with the nose of this Baal Pa'or, v'hayu meshar sevo, the zor, mekals and lo, they were praising, the priests were praising, what a great way to serve our idol, beautiful. They said, me'olam lohaya adam sh'avulil z'bekach, no one ever has done such a beautiful avodah beforehand. So this was the this very nice yid who was passing by the Baal Pa'or. Okay. So Gemara now says, Hapor atzmo lebaal pa'or hareiz avodasa. A person who does relieve himself in front of the Baal Pa'or, that's the nature of this avoda. Even though the guy's intention is not to do avoda, let's say the guy's intention is mamish to be mevazit, still, that's the nature of avoda zarah for the Baal Pa'or, so one violates it, even though its kavana is perhaps l'shem shemaim to be mevazit such a Baal Pa'or.
As Zorik, yeah. Kavana, you just had to relieve himself.
Say it again.
Let's say he didn't have a kavana, he just had to remove himself.
So then kavachomer, that'd be a problem. If you're trying to mevazet, which is, it sounds like a good thing, that even that's a voda. So if a guy is just stam, just going to the bathroom, so that certainly would be a violation as well. So then the Gemara says, Azorik Evan le Markulis, a guy throws a rock at the Markulis, which is the nature of this avoda zara, zuhi avoda, so that's the way you do this avoda zara. The Alpha Gavin the Mechavin the Megirma, even though his plan is to just stone it so it should knock over and destroy it, still, if you're doing the Avoda, that's the Avoda. So the Gemara says right here now, that one time Rav Menashe have a Ka'alzu le Beit Tursa, he once went to the place of Beit Tursa, which Beit Tursa is a certain Makom, Rashi says, Amrula Avoda Zarahi, they said, this is Avoda Zara, the Kai Hacha, this is Avoda Zara that stands at this place. So Shaka Pisa, he took a mound of dirt, and Shadda Bein, he threw the dirt at this Avoda Zara. So Amri Lo, Markulis Imo, this is not Stam, this is Markulis, and you just did the Isser of throwing a rock or a dirt at a Markulis. So so they said to him that Amri Lohu Hazorik Evan the Markulis Tanan. Now I threw dirt, I didn't throw an Evan. So an Evan is the Avoda, but throwing a dirt is not an Avoda. So I did the right thing by disgracing this Avoda Zara. So also Shal be Medrash, they ask in the base Medrash, is throwing dirt to Markulis, is that the same thing as throwing a rock and violating the Isser? So Amrulay, they say Hazorik Evan v'Markulis Tanan v'Afagav d'Mechavin l'Mirgamei. So it says Dafka, when you throw the rock, even though your intention is to destroy the Avodah Zarah, it's still a violation if you're throwing it. So it sounds like from this Gemara that only throwing a rock would be a problem. So Amrulay, they said Izil Ishkles. So they said now maybe they wait a second here. So the question here, by the way, is not the question of Evan versus Afar, it's a question of the intention. My intent was to destroy the Avodah Zarah. And they said, no, the halach is whether you had the intention to destroy or to worship it, you always get the Isser across the board, so you violated the Isser. You didn't think you were violating the Isser, it's still an Isser. So now he says, Amalei, so Ezel Ishkalei, so let me go back and take the rock with the dirt that I took, I'll take the dirt away. So they said, no, not true. It's not going to help. Once you did it, you did it. Because Amar Lei Echad Anola VeEchad Anos Nechayev. Whether you place the rock or you remove the rock, it's still violation. Why? Because Kolchad VeEchad Ravcha LeChaver TeShavik. Because when you take away a rock or dirt, now you're leaving space for the next guy to throw it. So you're stuck. Once you throw it, there's no way of unraveling the Isser of Avodah Zarah you did from Arkulis. Okay, let's go by to the next Mishnah for more of strange Avodah Zarahs. Mishra says, "Hanosein mizara lemalach. A person gives his child to molech. Ena chayv ad sheyimser lemalach veyaver be'esh. You have to do two things. One is hand it over to the priests of a molech, and number two is to have it pass through fire. Maser lemalach v'lo hevir be'esh. You give it over to the priests, but you don't pass him through the fire. Or hevir be'esh, you pass him through the fire v'lo maser lemalach, but you don't hand it over to molech." You need to do those two stages again. Hand it over to the priests and pass them through the fire. So the Gemara says, "Katani avodah zarah, katani molech." There are two different mishnayos. One mishnah talks about avodah zarah in general, and there's a separate mishnah that talks about molech, which tells us. So that's what's talking about right now. Whether molech is a type of avodah zarah, that's the very next line, or it's not. So the fact that they separate avodah zarah as one mishnah and Molech as a separate Mishnah, it sounds like Amar Rabbi Abin, Tanan Kiman Amar Lemolech, Lav Avodah Zarahi. That's why it was separated as a separate Isser. It's not Avodah Zarah, it's a weird thing that they would do, and that's an Isser of Molech, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. So that's
the. Was that a human or just an Avodah Zarah? I mean, how did they give it to Molech? How would they give it to
Molech was a, it sounded like a certain institution. They were called Molech, and I don't know what exactly they were, the goal of this Molech was, but it wasn't Avodah Zarah. I don't know what it was.
How did it survive going through the fire?
That's no, we'll see. It's at the two pillars. It wouldn't walk through. It would be between fire, not through fire. So the Gemara says, now, Ditanya, Echel Molech, Echel L'Shar Avodah Zarah Chayiv, whether a guy gives over this child to Molech, or whether it gives over to any other Avodah Zarah Chayiv, but Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shun, Omer L'Molech Chayiv, Shiloh L'Molech Pater. So it doesn't make a difference. So according to the first man d'amar, molech avodah zarah are the same. No matter who you give it to, a molech is just an example of a type of avodah zarah. But ina chanami, giving it over to another avodah zarah will be bechlal the iser. And the second man d'amar, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shun holds that no, this is something unique to molech, and the other avodah zarah doesn't have such an iser. So Amr Abayi says that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Amru Davar Echa. They both said the same thing. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon had Amram, that Molech is not Avodah Zarah, and that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Ditanya, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Omer Bifnei Ma Tafsa Torah Lashon Molech. What's a Lashon Molech? Kol Shemlichu Aleim Afil Tzror V'Afil Kisim. Anyone who crowns a item on to be melech of some sort, some type of position, even if it's a rock, even if it's a piece of wood, that will be bechlal the iser. Nothing to do with avodah zarah. Looking at Rashi for a second, and look at Rashi here. No, any item that you call molech, that's a violation. Not avodah zarah, but this rock is a molech. You're just giving it some significance, but not necessarily to worship it. So what's the nafka mean? The Gemara asks that Rav Amar Molech Arai Ikebenayo. What does it mean Molech Arai Ikebenayo? So look at the last Rashi on the page here. Rav Amar Lo Amru Dover Echa. They didn't really say the same exact thing, because the Molech Arai Ikebenayo, there is an afkamina. Kigon Tzor V'Kisem She'ena Roy L'Chach V'Zeh L'Fisha Himlichu Alav La'Avir Lo B'Nozeh. And L'Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Lo M'Chayv Ela B'Molech Kavua. So according to Rabbi Chanina Ben Artignus, that even if you're Molech Tzor V'Kisem, a piece of pebble or a piece of a wood chip, so that it works, even though it's not something that's going to stay forever as a molech, it's arrived, you still get the iser. But according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, only something that's molech kavua, that's something that could be encrowned for a long period of time, so only that's going to be bechal the iser. To be honest, I'm not really sure what's going on here. Molech arrived versus molech kavua, I don't know why a stone or wood chip is any worse than, I don't know what the other option, what else you're being molech. I don't know if there's an idol, a statue. So I don't really know. But there is some difference according to Rav. Let's go Vaid. We have to be there. So Amar Rabbi Yanai, Eina chayiv ad shim tzirenu l'mishar se avodah zara. One's not chayiv until he passes them over to the priests of the avodah zara. Shenemar, it says, umizarecha lo titein lahavir l'moloch. From your children, you shouldn't give over to Moloch. So lashon of havara is to give him to others. So you give him to the priests. That's the violation of Moloch. Tani nami hach, the Braisa says the same thing. Yachol havir v'lamasar yechayiv. Let's say one might think if you have it pass through, but you don't hand over to the avodah zara, you should be chayiv. Tam lomar lo titein, that you shouldn't give over lo titein. So there's a giving over to the misharsei avodah zara in addition to passing through the fires. Master the Moloch of Elohevir. Let's say you hand him over to the priest, but you don't have them pass through fire. Yachal Yechayiv, you would think you'd be Chayiv there as well. Tamalomar Lahavir, Lahavir. You have to pass through the fires as well. Master Vehevir Shalola Moloch Yachal Yechayiv. Let's say you hand over and you pass through, but it was not with the intent, the shame Moloch. It's from some other Kavana. One might be think you're Chayiv. Tamalomar Lamoloch has to be Dafka Lashem Moloch. Let's say Master Vehevir Lamoloch. Let's say you give them over to the priests and you pass them over to Moloch, but there is no fire there. You just kind of pass through, I don't know, a certain alleyway. But there is no Eish. Yachal Yechayiv can't be. Because Namar Kan Lahavir, Namar Lahalan, Lo Yimatze Becha Mavir Beno Uvito Be'esh. It says Eish clearly in a different Pasuk. Ma Lahalan Be'esh Afkan Be'esh. Has to Dafka be passing through pillars of fire. Umakan Moloch, just like here is Moloch, so to the other case, Af Lahalan Moloch. So one in Patek says Moloch, but not Eish. Another Patek says Eish, but not Moloch. But we have this Gezer Shava connecting them, telling us that Moloch and Eish is really one of the same thing. So Amar Rav Acha, Berei Dirava, Hevir Kol Zaro Pater, Shinemar Mizarecha V'lo Kol Zarecha. There's a Gezer Shakas of a person passes his whole family through, which sounds counterintuitive, but there's a special Gezer Shakas of it. It says only Mizarecha, only from some of your children, but not all of your children. Okay, the Gemara asks an interesting question. Ba'i Rav Ashi, heviro suma mahu. Let's say you give over a child who's a suma or a yashin mahu. Let's say he's sleeping. What's the din? Is that going to be also an iser? Rashi doesn't explain what the suffix is here, and I'm not sure why one would think otherwise. This one I understand though. Ben beno ben bito mahu. What about a grandchild? Because the pasuk only says a beno, only a son. How do you know a grandchild? Or what is the case by what's the halacha by a grandchild? So the Gemara doesn't have an answer with respect to a summa and a yashen of one sleeping, but tifsha miya chada, the Gemara is able to answer one of these sfeikos, which is the Tanya. Ki mizaro no sein lemalach, from your children you give to Moloch. So ma tamalomar, what's the pasuk telling us? Lefisha nemar, says in the other pasuk, lo yimatze b'chom avir b'no uvito ba'esh, you can't pass your son or daughter through the esh, zein li ela b'no uvito, I only know my son and my daughter. Ben b'no, ben bito, minayin. How do I know my grandchild? Tamalomer bisito mizaro. This is an extra pasuk, which unnecessary. So therefore, tana pasuk b'chiv zaro. B'salak bisito mizaro. Drash achrinahu. Zaro. So that's why I know. Drash achrinahu. The fact that it repeats the idea of zaro a second time. It says mizarecha, and then later on it says again the... Where doesn't quote the other part? Oh yeah, mizaro nosan l'molech. The double lashon telling us that even grandchildren who are considered zera are b'chlal the iser. So, ein li ela zera kosher. I only know if the child is a kosher child. Zera pasul minayin. How do I know if my child is a mamzer, let's say? That's also b'chlal the iser. Molech tamalomer b'sito mizaro. Anyone who's a zera. The same thing when it comes to yibam. A similar drasha, ayin ba. If a woman's husband dies and she's left childless, so she has to do yibam. Let's say she has a grandchild but no son or daughter. So that too, the Gemara in Kedushin says, that's also included in the Zera. A grandchild will prevent her from marrying the Yibum. She's not allowed to stay to marry her brother-in-law. Let's say the child is a Mum. That too, the Gemara says, I based on the word Zera, Ayin Ba. You're supposed to look into any child, even if the child's a Mamzer. So that too as well will prevent her from marrying her brother-in-law. There is no Mitzvah Yibum or Chalitza in the case of a grandchild or a Mamzer either. So here as well, whether the child's a grandchild, whether the child's a Mamzer, if a person passes him through, he's going to violate the Isser of Moloch.
How could she have a grandchild? You talk about Yibum, there's no child.
No, it could be a child out. Let's say she's 65, 75, and then she has a child and a grandchild. So that her child, let's say, dies before she dies. So no children of hers are left, but she's a grandchild who's 18. So Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Inachai Vachi Avir Derech. havara. You only chayv if you do it the derech havara, the normal way of havara. Hechidam. What's a normal way of havara? So Amar Abaye says sharga delivne b'mitzai and nura mehagisa nura mehagisa. So sharga delivne is mitzia. There are piles of bricks in the center, and he'd walk on top of these bricks, and on each side there's nura b'mehagisa, a ner, a candle on one side, v'nura mehagisa, and another fire on the other side. So that's what we were telling you before, that you pass through two pillars of fire, but not that you're walking through fire, but between two pillars of fire. Rav Amar ki mishavrsay de Puria. What means shasr de Puria? So Rashi explains the last few narrow lines here. Rav Amar ki mishavrsay de Puria ain't a mavir baragav. Not that he would walk through on his feet. El a kofes baragav. He would jump through the fires. Kederach shetinokos koftim b'mei apurim. While like young boys would, or girls even, would jump on Purim in excitement. Shaisa chafir be'er ba'aretz. And va'ish borabov who kofes misafa losafa. It was like ashes, the hot ashes. They were jumping, you know, on the tippy toes from one place to the next place until they got through all the hot ashes. That seems to be what's going on according to Rava. Well, it could be coals also. But Rashi's lashon of afar. He says aretz. That's shayy chafir baretz. It sounds like they were chafir is like to dig, I guess. Maybe it was hot coals. I don't know.
What about the kids?
Yeah, that was never answered. The Gemara didn't have any texts or svara to present about that. So says the Gemara, Tanya Kavah, so the Braisa says, the Rava, like Rava says, you only chayiv if you pass them through the normal way of Havara, but if you do Havara Berega Pater, if you pass them as they walk through, so then one is a Pater. So we see from here, so walking Berega is Pater, telling us what's the Derech Havara. Derech Havara must be jumping through these hot coals or ashes or something hot. So the Gemara then says, Ve'ena, as an additional part of the Braisa now, Ve'ena chayiv ela al yotze yirecha. You only chayiv for a descendant of yours. A yotze yirecha. Ha'ketad, b'no u'bito chayiv, a son or daughter, one's chayiv for giving him over to Moloch. Aviv v'ima, achiv v'achoso, father, mother, brother, sister, pater, because they're not considered their relatives, but they're not yotze yirecha. Have your atzmo. Let's say a person gives himself up to Moloch. He says, I want to be part of Moloch. So the Tanna Kama holds pater, but Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Mechayev, once Chayev for giving themselves up to Moloch. Echel Moloch, Echel Lashar, Vodazara, Chayev. The first opinion thinks that regardless of giving yourself over to Vodazara, or Moloch rather, or any other Vodazara, one is Chayev, but Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon of Omer, Lemoloch Chayev, but Shelo Lemoloch, one's pater. So Amar Ula wants to know, my time of the Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, why does he hold that if a person is a heavier atzmo, Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon paskin that you're chayiv? So what's the basis for that? The pasuk is heavier, that you hand over your muster, you hand over to someone else. You can't hand yourself over. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, lo yimatzei v'cha, don't find within you, he darshins b'cha b'atzmecha, that even b'cha, if you give yourself up, that would be b'chal the iser of Moloch. Rabbanan lo darshi b'cha. They don't learn the b'cha. Really? They don't learn b'cha? V'hatanan. The Mishnah says, avedasa v'avedas aviv. Let's say you find an object of yours that's lost, and you find your father's object. So, shelo kodemes. So you only have the ability, let's say, to pick up one of them. So yours comes before your father's. So we see from here, what's the basis for this? I'm in my taima. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Kra. This is Efes ki lo ye b'cha. Evyon, you should not have within you, Evyon, you shouldn't have any poverty within yourself. So we see that Shalom kodemes l'shel kol adam. So this is a general brisa that everybody agrees to. There is no dissenting opinion here. So Rabbanan agree that you can make a drasha of b'cha, that you come first. So too, they should make the same drasha of b'cha, l'gabe molech, to say that if a person gives himself up, he should be chayiv. Mar says no. The drasha by avedasa shelo kodemes avedasa shelo acher is based on the pasuk hasam me efes, not from the word becha, from the word efes. There should be zero evionos, zero anius within yourself. That's the idea, but not from the word becha. Let's finish the amma now, and then we'll run to the bris. I don't need to go to the bris. So Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina shelosh krisos babo dazara. It says karis three times in the context of Avodah Zarah. What's the need for all three of them? So lama, achas l'kadarka. One is if a person violates Avodah Zarah kadarka, he gets karis. Achas l'shlo kadarka. One is he does it the abnormal way. Where's that Rashi here? But Rashi just explains here that it says, look at shlosh krisos, four wide lines down. Shlosh krisos b'Avodah Zarah, tarte gavi molech. the Kedoshim. It says twice Legabe Malach, and then it says the other time, I'm looking for the Rashi here, the third time it says in Parsha Shlach, Legabe Avodah Zarah in general. So the question is, what's the need for all three of them? So the Rashi says the next one, Acha Shlo Kedarka. Kares Yisera, Gave Molech, im eina inin lo, tineo inin lezaveach, v'kitur, v'nisach, v'shirachave, shuchayiv l'alem, l'kamem, af shlo kadarka. So again, the first one is, if a guy does the avoda that's normal for that avoda zara, you get kares. If you do something shlo kadarka, now shlo kadarka here is that you're doing one of the four avodas we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, that's shechting, zivoach, or nisach, or shachave, even though that's not the way to do this particular avoda zara, but still, it's considered a regular avoda. It's just shlo kadarka for Peor, or it's shlo kadarka for Merkulis, so that would be Bechlal Kares as well. And then the third one, the Gemara says, is Achas L'Molech. The third mention of Kares is for Molech itself. So the Gemara asks, Suleman Damar Molech Avodah Zarahi, the one who thinks Molech is just a type of Avodah Zarah, so then the question becomes, Kares B'Molech Lomli. So why do you have to have an additional mention of Kares, Legabe Molech? Molech falls under the category of general Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Limavir B'no Shalok Kedarka. If you give the child over Shalok Kedarka, that will be Bechlal the Isser as well. That meaning what? If you gave it over to another avodah zara, let's say to Baal Peor, which is not the normal avodah, to give a child over to a different avodah zara, even that will be bichlal kares. So the Gemara then asks, Suleman damar megadef avodah zara hi, so kares be megadef lamlim. So this machlok is whether megadef is a type of avodah zara or megadef is a different iser. So those who assume that megadef is a type of avodah zara, so now once we know avodah zara gets kares, so we know as well megadef gets kares as well. So then the question is, why does it mention separately that megadef gets kares? We know megadef gets kares because of avodah zara. So Gemara answers lichadatanya, he kares b'olam hazeh, he kares l'olam haba, divrei Rabbi Akiva. To tell me that this person gets kares in this world, and a person gets kares in the next world. So the Gemara says, Amr lo Rabbi Yishmael, v'alo kvar namar, doesn't already say, v'nichrasa. It says v'nichrasa as well. The Pasuk says, I'm reading the whole Pasuk in a second here. This is right. It says, hikares tikares legabe megadef, and a different Pasuk says v'nichrasa. So now we've got three mentions of kares legabe megadef. So v'chishlosh olamim yesh, there are three worlds now. So that's not the drasha of hikares tikares. El v'nichrasa, Bolam Haza, Hikares Liolam Haba, and Tikares, the double lashon is Dibra, Torah, Kolashim Bnei Adam. The Torah is not so precise in the word. Sometimes the Torah uses extra words, like people speak, we're using extra words. The Torah sometimes also uses extra words, and not every word is meant to be served as a drasha. Okay, we'll stop here. Run over to the